Listen to what the story says and learn what the story teaches. Listen to what the story.
We should also respect our asatiza and teachers as well, jo humko ilm dete hain, who decorate us with knowledge. Subhanallah. Remember, it has been mentioned that through education, our teachers inculcate the awareness into our souls. They inculcate the awareness into our souls. Teachers, they teach us how to distinguish between right and wrong. But the teachers also have a very high status. It has been mentioned, in fact, to this extent that Sayyidina Ibn Mubarak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had said that in comparison to acquire more knowledge, we need to acquire more adab and respect for our asatiz and teachers. Ilm we must also acquire, but in comparison to that, we need to acquire more adab as well. Knowledge with respect will benefit you, and you would go a very long way, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Subhanallah. So therefore, in relation to this, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala had given some beautiful pearls of advice. He says, students should not precede their teachers in conversation. They should not do that. Ustad baat kar rahe hain, so do not surpass them in that. Do not speak before they finish their sentence. As ye habit bhi hota hai, hum chilla rahe hote hain, awaze kar rahe hote hain. Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala says, adab starts from here, ki wo baat kar rahe hain, to aap sunen, and then you can speak thereafter. Furthermore, in his absence, he should not sit at his place. When the ustad is not mawjood and present there, do not go and sit in his place. This means you respect your ustad if you don't do that. While walking, he should not walk ahead of him. When spending on his teacher, he should not show that he is a miser. It means whatever teacher requires, he should present it to him by all means. And when the teacher accepts it, the student should consider it as a favor and privilege. Whatever orders the teacher gives him to spend, for him to do, for him to buy, for him to purchase, he should do that. Whether a brother, whether a sister, male or female, all those who acquire ilm and knowledge should show adab and reverence to their asatiza. Ala Hazrat says, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, right of teacher should be given preference above the rights of all Muslims, including parents as well. Because mother and father are those who protect you from the hardships of this world, who will protect you and give you good ethics of this dunya, but asatiza and teachers are those who protect you from the fire of hell, who protect you from the difficulties and the hardships of the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. Maa baap koshish ye karte hain ki dunya mein acha certificate mil jaye taki mera bachcha acha kamaye paisa. He must live a comfortable life. Aur asatiza ye koshish karte hain ki bas bachcha pad jaye, alim e deen ban jaye, hafiz e quran ban jaye taki qabar ke azab se bach jaye. So that he can be saved from the torment of the grave, so that he may be saved from the punishment of the hereafter. Therefore, the maqam of the asatiza are extremely high, dear viewers on the Madani Channel. Even though, if he has learnt even a single word from his teacher, even a single word, he should show humbleness before him. Ala Hazrat then says, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, if the teacher is inside the house, he should not knock at the door, rather wait for him to come out. This is just to show you ki ustad ka adab kis tarah se karte hain. Hum to ustad ke samne yu khade ho jate hain, yu baatein karte hain, yu mazak bhi kar rahe hote hain. Sometimes if the teacher just gives you some leniency, you know, kabhi kuch lenient ho jate hain, mazak kar lete hain, ustad hai. Kabhi aapke dil ko khush karne ke liye kuch jumla keh diya hasane ke liye, to make you smile, to cheer you. तो उसका फायदा हम उठाना शुरू कर देते हैं कि माय उस्ताद इज वेरी जॉली पर्सन, माय उस्ताद इज अ वेरी कूल मैन. फिर वी टेक एडवांटेज ऑफ हिम इन द क्लासरूम, वी टेक एडवांटेज ऑफ देम वे एवर दे आर, वी लाफ एट देम बिहाइंड देयर बैक्स, वी जोक, वी कम होम एंड वी टेल जोक्स ऑफ द उस्ताद साहब. अस्तगफिरुल्लाह, अस्तगफिरुल्लाह. हाउ कैन ए पर्सन देन एक्वायर इल्म दीन? हाउ कैन यू देन एक्वायर एंड गेन नॉलेज एंड बेनिफिट फ्रॉम सच एन उस्ताद who is saving you from the hellfire? Student should not let any trouble cause to his teacher or his part. Because if the teacher receives any trouble from any student, he, the student, remains deprived of the blessings of knowledge. It is so rightly said that, of course, a person will be deprived of ilm and knowledge if he harms and causes taklif and pain to the heart of the teacher. Beautiful advices have been given. The teacher is blessed with the status of spiritual father. He is a spiritual father. Therefore, students should seek knowledge from their teacher whilst keeping the respect of their teacher in view. In Tafsir Kabir, teacher is more affectionate to his students than his parents. As I mentioned, why a teacher is more affectionate towards his students than the parents is because the teacher saves you from the hellfire, and the parents will assist you and help you in order to overcome the calamities and the troubles of this world only. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability and tawfiq to basically repent. And agar hame adab karna nahi aata hai, to hum kitabe padhna shuru kar de. Let us open the history